generation. And all of them had a chance to hear. Our voice was heard across the radio land. We went across from the evening. The families of each year have had opportunity to hear and to find this place of protection. It's up to them. It's up to the fate of those who are sitting in this room and to those who have once sat in this room as to whether they shall receive it or not. But to those that receive, blessed is their reward. Now, in the name of this dispensation whose incarnation I am, I speak health and deliverance for all the effects and involvements and names and situations at this moment I demand to be assembled.
I feel it's important that I say what I do now. It says, he was speaking here, he was saying word for word something that I told my son. Maybe it was 4 or 5 o'clock this morning. In his pouring out his heart to me, there's a lot of things that logically and selfishly we can put in our mind to try to convince ourselves that something should happen right now, you know. But the utmost thing that James said, that anybody that's seen the picture, guess who's coming to dinner? Their heart would be touched. When we walked in after the party last night, Jack had to face Jim Cobb and Joyce Ann. And what was so blessed to me, pardon me if I get a little emotional, that he asked Jim to forgive him. He said when he seen, but something had went previous to this. But this was the thing that James spoke that really brought it to reality in his mind. That he had to face himself. That he had been in this group since he was a little boy and taught the equality of one man for another, and how blessed this work had been founded upon that. And he thought in his heart really that he had accepted all mankind. But when he walked into the room, or when James and Joyce walked into the room and he was faced with it, he said, I'm sorry that I've had this thought. And he took James' hand and he said, I want you to forgive me. And he said, I want whatever you and Joyce want, I want you to have that. I want you to be happy. Whatever makes you happy. And I thought, what a blessed truth that we have here, that even though we've wandered away, and we come back and have to face it, that it is the truth. And if we're really searching, it will manifest itself and become a part of us. He went on how he had met some psychologists in the islands. They had played an engagement in the island. He went over about the ego, the superego, and the id, and how he'd been facing himself. And I spoke to Marcel. I knew he was there, even at the party last night. I said, I don't feel right. When my family here has made the sacrifice that they have, But I know that even a few weeks ago, my children were called out. James called me up and told me some things. They were protected and saved. And a little bit of knowledge that he'd come to in the islands, and then this confession, I was tempted to say, or begin to tell him all things that I was capable of telling him. But I said just what he said here when he was speaking a minute ago. When you have once had a chance, I or no one in this room can say that they have not heard in some way or some fashion by this prophet. I said, if the truth is birthed in you, you'll find your way to have it fulfilled in your life. And as I left him this morning, he said, can I write you? Will you write me back? Can I keep in contact every day? I said, you sure can. So we went over the fight that he was having with materialism. I'm thankful this morning that even knowing he was there last night, I was able to fulfill my obligation with my family. As I told him, Ravina and I was a vehicle for him to be here. But my responsibility is with those in the household of the Lord that is keeping the faith and endeavoring to do what they have heard. You say what you want.
Okay. Well, you want to sell that car, we'll never leave it.
It's kind of like somebody put it through a vice.
and equalitarianism and social utopianism say that it will crush individual incentive and the individual is lost in the processes of socialistic revolution. But I'm here to declare to you this morning that all that have been said by the enemies of this vision of mankind united are only a part of the conceptual and insidious plan of the hidden rulers of the capitalist, profit-minded, oriented system. All they have said about communalism, apostolic equalitarianism, and totalitarianism that it will bring about has been a lie conceived in mortal mind.
Yes.
The individual can never flower. The individual can never be emancipated until first the societal picture around him has changed. The spiritual aspect of man, his interrelationship with people, his one-to-one relationship, his group relationship, his own karmic unfoldment cannot take place until the societal picture is emancipated. Now it has been said that free individualism, you can open your eyes if you want to, enterprise of your incentive is crushed where there's true equalitarianism. And this is the greatest lie that has ever been meandered by mortal mind. Monetary system, the economic system of which the world is greater oppressed by today than at any time before, has caused all the evil since the beginning of mortal-minded deviations from our astral beginning.
Yes,
we were conceived in a picture of good and the illumination and the aura of that which was perfect. And our dissension, our condescension, and our declension has all come about because of private property. The ownership of selfish, mortal-minded men of the productive means of creativity, the means of productivity, and the resourcefulness that's within the vast wealth of this terrain, this primary earth plane. Now it's true that it's so evidently seen. Money can buy anything. I can be ugly this morning, ugly, grotesquely ugly, but money can buy me the most beautiful woman. I can be distorted and misshapen in my ego and lame, like Hughes in Nevada, who is so capitalistically sick that he is paranoid and psychotic that he has FBI agents protect him around the clock by day and by night and puts on special cloth-like containers over his shoes so they'll pick up no germs. So you can have the grotesqueness of your soul, and yet money can buy you friends and position. You can be as ugly as an ox, like a woman I just read about last week who has a gold Cadillac, and she has five or six paramours, what do they call these, gigolos, surrounding her by day and by night, making love to her because money can buy these things, these comforts, and these conveniences. And to those who have these conveniences, there is no happiness wrought. To all those that are partaker of this evil capitalistic economic system.
Yes.
I shall spell it out clearly now.
Yes.
To all those that are partaker of this evil insidious system, they are grotesquely unhappy. Their prima donnas of beauty in Hollywood on one moment, like Marilyn Monroe, when the wrinkles become to be noticeable, she takes her life. Millionaires and their children destroy themselves. Yesterday, as some of you can confirm, I picked up a young man, the son of a millionaire in far-off Canada, part of a revolution, a revelation that will be of great protection, no doubt, to some if an alternative is followed in days ahead. Dressed as a hippie, unclean, body odor, and it was marvelous, as some of you can confirm, Mark and Suzanne and others in the parsonage. How revelation came out about the lad. And I told him things of his life as he drove along. A millionaire's son and no happiness. Individualism is destroyed by money.
Yes, it is.
For when you live with the affluence of money, even those that are fortunate to enjoy the surfeiting of all the wealth that it brings and the prestige, they have too much time to look in the mirror of their own ego and see their narcissistic impulses and erode and corrupt themselves to utter decadence.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not to mention the masses of the working class, the creative and productive little man who is bludgeoned bludgeoned and defeated because all of his days are spent trying to make the credit payments and get out from under the mortgages.
Yes.
So there's no time for individual creativity. Soul growth are the inspiration of man.
Yes.
So nobody's free. The capitalist lie that's on every front page of your press and communicated across the news media is a lie. Individualism does not exist in this society. The only way a man can be free is to be free of the class-conscious ruling forces that are held up under their bludgeon by their wealth and their power.
Right.
When the yoke is broken, then mankind can be free. And not until it is broken. Can be no creativity. Personality cannot flower. People say personality is lost. If the common means is ownership of the productive resources, if the means of production, if the utilities, if the mines, if the oil refineries, which just last week one of the investigators you heard who wrote Rush to Judgment over Channel 5 Hotline confirmed what I said by prophecy years ago. Mark Lane. Name names of the CIA and the government, the FBI. Vouchers that were paid to Oswald the day that he murdered President Kennedy. And his code name in the FBI was S-179. He was paid to act like a communist, to go to Russia, and to make a plot seem like it was a revolution. A murderous plot on the part of so-called equalitarian-minded, socialist-minded people against our president. When Mark Lane spelled out, and the moderator of Channel 5 should be encouraged, as this young lady said on Channel 5, whatever time it appears, daily program, hotline, she said, we lost our freedom when President Kennedy died. And in a great measure, we did. He was killed by those who owned the oil refineries. When he was going, it was spoken that he declared days before he went that he would reduce the oil depletion allowance. 27.5% free tax they have.
Yes.
While you and I are bludgeoned with all sorts of taxes, and they promise to increase every minute. We can't make our ends meet. There's not a leverage except in this family that looks after its own. There's no way that Dorothy could have taken care of her medical expenses if it had not been for this communalistic, apostolic, socialistic society that exists here in this vision of mankind united that came from the heavenly plane. I make no apologies. I am an equalitarian. I make no apologies. Jesus the Christ back and all the incarnations of former days, what I should know much about, they too